Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you're goofy about Goofy, well, this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice just thinking about or planning your first ever trip to Walt Disney World and you thought a hidden Mickey was looking for a Michael Bublé CD in HMV, well, then this really is the podcast for you. Every week, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories of their magical times. And this week, we find out what happened to Joe in Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Are you drinking a sangria with a zebra? So I don't know what more you want from a holiday.
Also going to be answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting the latest news from the parks, all the essential information you need to have the most magical time. And make sure you keep in touch on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We are at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. I just need to give you a bit of an update about future podcasts. As from this week, we're going to do regular podcasts every other Friday. So we're going to be every other week. So no podcast next week, but then we'll be back the week after and then every other week after that, every other Friday. So regular podcasts, we're just going down to every other week because the world as we know it at the minute is a little bit crazy, especially with us in the UK not being able to go to Walt Disney World. In fact, we've not been able to go really since March. So it's been 6 months since we've been able to go to Walt Disney World, and probably we're not going to be going for the rest of this year. And who knows what's going to happen in 2021. So regular podcasts, but we're going to go down to every other Friday just for the rest of this year or until the world gets more back to normal. But that does not stop us talking about Walt Disney World. So we'll have brand new podcasts coming out every other week with brand new guests and more stories and more memories. And if you want to be on the podcasts, just because you've not been to Walt Disney World for a while, don't let that stop you. If you've got stories, you've got favourite attractions you want to talk about, you want to talk about Walt Disney World, you just want to get it off your chest, your digital Disney escape, get in touch. It doesn't matter how many times you've been to Walt Disney World. It doesn't matter when the last time you went. If you've only been once and it was 2003, come on the podcast and chat about it. Get in touch with me right now. Just give me a shout. Say, Andy, I want to come on and talk about Walt Disney World. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at PodMagical is where we are. Same place to go to send your Walt Disney World planning questions. We'll still answer those on the podcast every other week. This week's is from Debbie. Now, Debbie is looking to go next year as part of a big family trip, Andy. There'll actually be three families, but all in all, there's going to be 17 of us. We'll be doing our own thing for most of the time, but we'd like to have one big family meal. Any suggestions of where we should go? I've been thinking about this. A few things you need to bear in mind. You need to check on particular Disney restaurants because sometimes they'll only take group bookings up to a certain amount of people. So you need to check that you can all go. Another thing as well, and this goes for any restaurant, not just at Walt Disney World, any restaurant in the world. If there's a lot of you, you don't want to go somewhere where the bill comes at the end and you're kind of like looking at the different prices and going, well, I only had a salad and a glass of water and you had a T-bone steak and five cocktails. I'm not paying for all this. You know what it's like when the bill comes. So what you want to do, you want to look for, firstly, a restaurant that's going to have a lot of people in it on your booking. You want to look for a restaurant that's got one price for everybody, which then makes it easier. So you're looking at a buffet, a character buffet, or maybe something that's served family style. Now, if it was me, this is my suggestion, I'd go to Ahana over at the Polynesian Resort. Now, you didn't specify what time of day you're thinking about doing your big family meal, whether you want a big family dinner, or I think what I would do, I would book for breakfast. So I do breakfast with Lilo and Stitch, Mickey Mouse and Pluto over at Ahana. It's family style, so you don't need to keep getting up and going. The waiters and waitresses, the cast members will just bring all the food to you. It's one price per adult, one price per child. So there's no worrying about who's going to pay for what at the end. You just divide it up between you. So you can have a nice big family meal, maybe start the day, book nice and early, probably in the middle of your trip. Don't want to do it on day one. You don't want to do it to the end. Do it like 5 or 6 days in. So if you've all been doing your own things, maybe you've met up a couple of times, but you can sit around and you can share what rides you've done. And then maybe because it's right by Magic Kingdom, maybe have a Magic Kingdom morning together. It's really difficult planning anything. If you're doing a Disney trip for so many people, having a day in the theme parks and trying to organise everybody is a total nightmare. But I think if you've got breakfast together in Ohana, then you can all get the monorail. You can go over to Magic Kingdom, walk down Main Street together, get a big group photograph in front of the castle. You might even get to do a couple of attractions, something like It's a Small World. You know, the attractions where everybody can go, whether you're a little baby or whether you're a nan, everybody can go on it. So you maybe can have an hour or two together. Nice family breakfast at Ohana, maybe that group photo in front of the castle and an hour or two to see how far you can get on before you get on each other's nerves and go your own way. That's my suggestion. Any questions? We'll answer them on the podcast every other week, of course. Just drop me a line. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are at PodMagical, which is the same place to go if you want to be a podcast guest. And this week's guest, she's been secretly recording her boyfriend for the last, 2 years now. If you've heard our sister podcast, I've secretly recorded my boyfriend. You will know stories of Joe and her boyfriend, Matt. Joe is on the podcast this week. And we'll start off by asking, as we ask everybody, Joe, why do you love Walt Disney World?
Because it's just like no other holiday you've ever been on. Like when I go on normal holidays, you're fine, you relax, but you're thinking about home. You're still thinking about EastEnders. Thinking about missing Corrie. When you go to Walt Disney World, you are not in this world. You're not on this planet. So you can totally escape your life. I love it.
And there's no time to think about EastEnders.
There is no time because you're exhausted. In fact, even if I could get EastEnders, I would have no time to watch it.
Well, yeah, I suppose you could watch it on your phone in a queue.
Well, yeah, this is
true. You could download it. Maybe that's one of the things that you could do. So you went last year, but then there was quite a gap before the previous time.
Yeah, we went. My sister got married in Florida. So maybe about 15, 16 years ago, she got married in Florida. And when we went that time, we stayed in a villa. There was the whole family were there. There were about 16 of us. And we stayed in a villa. So off Disney. So we did the whole lot. And annoyingly, we had to take a break from Disney for my sister to get married, which was... which was a bit...
What an inconvenience.
I know, well, I thought that. But yeah, so it's totally changed it since we were there before as a family. It's completely different now. In fact, I think when you've been telling me all about how amazing it is, I was like, yeah, I've been. It's okay. It's good. But then when we went this time, I was like, oh no. This is really different. Yeah, it felt... Because it feels like a world now. It feels like a planet. It feels like... When I went before, you just went to a couple of parks and then you went off and did other things outside of Disney. And it was definitely not a full holiday that you needed to experience the whole of it. You could do it at Disney in 2 or 3 days, I guess, and then go off and do other things. But now, you know, you do need a good 2 weeks as far as I'm concerned.
And I think as well, obviously the first time you went and you stayed off property, I think when you go and you stay at Disney, that makes it different. Because I think when you're staying in a villa or you're staying in International Drive, which I've done many times, it feels like a holiday and then you go in to theme parks for the day. Whereas when you stay at Disney, you're totally like getting that bus and it plays the music and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. The minute you get off the plane, essentially, and you go on the Magical Express and it starts playing you the little videos and you're on the coach and you sat, you know, above or next to a graphic of Goofy and you go, oh, I'm here. And then it takes you around a few different hotels. We stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge this time.
Amazing.
And it was one of the last to drop off from the airport. So there were a few beforehand. And so as you're seeing, you go into Disney and you go into the resort, essentially, you see all the other hotels too. So you start getting, you're just excited the minute you get on the coach because the full experience starts that second.
Especially if you've been before and you're using an old magic band, because as soon as you get off the plane to get on the Magical Express, you check in with your magic band. So straight away, Mickey Mouse knows where you are.
Oh, like,
they've arrived.
Oh, well,
they've arrived and they've not spent anything yet.
I'm excited about doing that again, whenever that will be.
When you went for the wedding, was that the very first time you went?
Yeah, we did, when we were kids, we did California.
Oh, right. So you went to California before you went to Disney World.
Yes, but we were, I mean, I'm over 30 now. I'm cracking on a bit. So,
only slightly.
Yeah. I can barely remember it. I know I've still got an old fashioned Mickey Mouse toy, a cuddly toy that looks nothing like Mickey Mouse now. But I've still got that from as a memory, but I don't really remember it too much from when we were kids. But yeah, I mean, just the difference, because I've been back to California since. I've been maybe 3 or 4 times to California, because we just, that side of the country, when we go on holiday a lot. And I mean, it's still, it's amazing there, but it's not Walt Disney World.
Yeah, it's not the size. No. But again, it's very different. Again, California is very different to going to Paris.
Yes.
It just feels a bit of a more of an immersive experience.
Yeah.
Than we've got at this side of the world. Let's talk about some of your favourite Walt Disney World things. Let's start off with resorts. You stayed at Animal Kingdom last time. Mm. Is that your preferred resort now? If you were to go back, would you go back there?
It's interesting because I loved it. We loved it. Like, my boyfriend is a creature of habit. So I said to him before, if we go back, or should I say, when we go back.
When?
I said, would you want to try a different hotel? Because you talk so highly about other places. But we loved Animal Kingdom Lodge. And we got a savannah view. We properly went for it. Like, we really went
You've
for it.
You've got to, yeah.
And we had a savannah view. So when we had jet lag the first couple of nights, I woke up and my boyfriend was on the balcony at about 3 a.m. And I said, oh, are you okay? What are you doing? Are you a bit jet lagged? And he said, shh, there are giraffes sleeping outside our balcony. And so I crept out and there were plumbing giraffes. There were 3 giraffes asleep, literally right next to our balcony. And it gives me goosebumps thinking about it again. I don't know if we'll ever recreate that moment. The Animal Kingdom Lodge was just so perfect for us. It's quite a big hotel, but being able to sit out on the balcony and just go, oh, there's a zebra, oh, there's a giraffe, oh, there's a rhino. It was amazing. So on the when we would come back from one of the parks and spend a bit of time in the hotel, you know, even if it was just an hour relaxing and getting changed to go out again for fireworks, it just gave it that extra bit of something for me. And it definitely felt like I was also on a safari holiday. You know,
yeah,
the animals
it
are that
close. It
does
feel like you're not at Disney as well.
Yeah, it does.
You come out of it.
Yeah, it does. And I wanted to go, because no disrespect to children, but I wanted to go to a hotel that wasn't necessarily kiddie themed, if that makes sense. It's just me and my boyfriend. We don't have kids. So there was just the two of us. So I was quite keen on it not being too childish. And my boyfriend has never been before. So he wasn't totally sure what to expect, and I was worried when we booked that I would be really dumping him into this world and please, 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 can you become a child again? And so I wanted to just make sure we had that little outlet just in case he was like, oh no, I'm done with Disney. But guess what? He was waving at characters for 2 weeks.
Of course he was.
He was cuddling Stitch at the character breakfast, like we all were. So, yeah, he got back into it. But it's Animal Kingdom Lodge is a nice one to go to. The place where we stayed, the part where we stayed, Jambo House we stayed in, the only downside to that is they have got a couple of nice restaurants there, but I felt they were a bit pricey. So we had a couple of meals at the bar. But there was limited choice. So for me, it wasn't great for nice mid-price restaurants. But
for the quick service,
for the quick service. There was there's a cafe where we had breakfast and stuff downstairs. But for an evening meal, if we wanted to relax and have an evening meal there, it wasn't necessarily brilliant for that. But I wouldn't let that put you off, because when you sat in the bar having white sparkling sangria, nothing else matters.
Exactly, and a zebra could come in at any time.
Exactly, with a zebra. You're drinking a sangria with a zebra. So I don't know what more you want from a holiday.
As we are on the subject of food, now I know that you're on the Secret World of Slimming Clubs.
Yes.
Were you very conscious of what you were eating? Because I know there's this thing that calories don't count at Disney.
They don't.
Were you conscious of what you were eating, or did you just go for it?
I went with all the intention of going for it, but what happens to me, because it was so hot, we went in August, which I know you might be rolling your eyes now thinking, why on earth didn't they? Why did they go in August? Like, it's so hot and humid, and then you guaranteed storms throughout the day. Didn't check that before we booked. Would probably go at a very different time next when we go again. But when we booked this time, I had every intention of eating my way around Epcot Food Festival, eating my way around Disney, but it was too hot to eat. You know how, like, sometimes you go away and you go, oh, I've just got no appetite. A, we were busy all the time. And B, my appetite went because it was so hot. So we actually ended up not having very many meals. So we had breakfast before we went out to a park. And then we might have a snack between us during the day and then a meal in the evening if we felt like it. I don't think we did the food right, if I'm honest. But we just didn't fancy it. It was too hot.
But would you have said, can you select a favourite restaurant if you had to pin it down to the ones you went?
We didn't eat at many restaurants because we kind of like, we snacked at places in the park, not the restaurants, but, you know, just the fast food outlets before Fantasmic or before the fireworks or whatever. But we did go, what's the drive-in one at Hollywood Studios? Is it Sci-Fi Dining?
Sci-Fi Dining, yeah.
So we went to Sci-Fi Dining. And the experience, you've said this before on the podcast, the experience of this is incredible. The food wasn't so good. So you are actually going there for the experience. And it's worth it for that. We had a couple of cocktails too, where the ice cubes lit up. So, woo! Yeah, I know, all fancy. So my boyfriend had those in his back pocket, soon as look at him.
Oh, you can have them, by the way.
Oh, good.
If he was like, did he try to sneak out? They are actually included in the price. So no need to try and sneak out thinking he was nicking them.
Ask no questions, but he does have them in the bath right as we speak.
In the bathroom or in the bath?
He actually has them in the bath with him, lighting
yeah,
up.
Yeah, totally.
Just to recreate the Disney experience. So that's exciting.
Yeah. What about favourite attraction? Have you got a favourite ride, parade, show?
I cried at Happily Ever After. It was so much more than I thought it was going to be. I knew it was going to be good. I knew it was going to be amazing. And we did the dessert dining. So,
oh, which one did you do? Did you do the sitting down or the standing up?
We did the one that you go to after the fireworks.
That's the best one.
Yeah, we did that. So that was incredible. But I don't know what I expected. I knew it was going to be amazing, but it blew my mind, really. It took my breath away. And because we did the dessert dining, you have a special place that you can actually stand. It's reserved for you, so there's no, because I mean, God, it gets busy for the fireworks, but it's just incredible. Like, I can't even do it justice by talking about it. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen, and I'm a bit like, fireworks. But it was so much more than ooh, our fireworks. It was brilliant. So that's a must see when they're back. I know they're not on right now. But our favourite ride that we went on 4 times was Flight of Passage.
Over Animal Kingdom.
Oh, so good. Like, again, how have they done it? It was the most incredible experience, the best ride of our life. We ignored your advice, I have to say, Andy, if you don't mind me saying.
What?
I know.
What advice did you ignore? What's the point of this podcast if you're going to ignore it?
Right, so what do you say on this podcast? You always go, get a fast pass. For later in the day, when you go to Animal Kingdom, go through the gates,
turn right.
When we got there, my boyfriend had been talking to people in the hotel, and we'd already booked a fast pass, but it was for like the second week we were there. I said to him, there's no rush to go and Flight of Passage, but my boyfriend had been talking to a load of people in the hotel, and they were like, you got to go on Flight of Passage as soon as possible. So we get to Animal Kingdom, and I said, remember Andy's advice, everyone's going to go left for Flight of Passage, you gotta go right, you gotta turn right. And he went, no. And he took control and he said, we're turning left, we're just going for it. So we were there at Rope Drop and we ran
straight on it.
We ran to it. I didn't have a sports bra. I'm not gonna lie, it,
well planned
it, yeah, again, great tip. You never give that tip out. Wear a sports bra if you're going to run to Flight of Passage, because it's actually quite a way to run.
Yeah, it is quite a way. But then you can't run really fast. You can walk at a speed.
Yeah, we walked.
No running.
We walked at speed. And it was very well done, actually, because they kind of let you halfway to the ride and then they stop. And then somebody's on a megaphone and someone's playing a drum. And then they go, right, if you're for Flight of Passage, just give us 5 minutes, and then off we went again. And we ended up being in a queue for about 20 minutes. That was all.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah, and I'm actually glad we did it, because the other times we went, we managed to get 3 fast passes for it to go again. And when you do a fast pass, you miss all the queuing, which is great. But you also, it's actually quite a nice queue to be in because of what you're walking around in the queue. And I think you miss that if you fast pass it. You kind of... You bypass what is actually quite a nice queue to be in.
And I've never done it.
Oh, no, it's nice, Andy. Yeah, you should do it.
Never done it.
Yeah, it's
but of course,
nice.
This new world that we're living in now where there are no fast passes, yeah. That's the only thing to do. So, you know, next time we go, there's still no fast passes. You are going to have to ignore my advice anyway.
We will be.
And go left.
Yeah, always
got to
ignore Andy.
Let you listen to it in the first place.
I mean, there are a few other things I've got to say, Andy, that you should have told me. I've listened to this podcast for a long time, as you know. And you should have told me there are a few tips that you've not given me that I will now have to give out to everybody else.
Okay, I tell you what, we'll do the news and then we'll be back with Joe, who obviously knows more than anybody else about Walt Disney World, for her brilliant tips in a moment. Latest news from Orlando, as COVID cases continue to drop, which is the good news. Also, there was a report last week that nothing has actually been traced back to Walt Disney World. Meanwhile, construction continues, including the nighttime spectacular for Epcot Harmonious that was due to premiere at some point this summer. However, a new permit has been filed for Epcot's new nighttime spectacular, so the project will continue to resume as more floating barges have been spotted backstage at Epcot for their awesome new nighttime spectacular. Meanwhile, the Tron roller coaster that continues to go up over at Magic Kingdom, and a brand new walkway between Grand Floridian and the Magic Kingdom that continues to be in development as well, so you'll soon be able to walk from, well, Polynesian and Grand Floridian straight to Magic Kingdom. Meanwhile, over at Disney Springs, The Void has permanently closed its doors. That's the virtual reality game that you could go and play. There was one also in Vegas as well. And the brand new Cirque du Soleil show, Drawn to Life, which should be up and running and open by now. It was supposed to open in April. They have now got a new date for the show to open. You'll now be able to see that from February 2021. Tickets are now on sale for Drawn to Life, presented by Cirque du Soleil over at Disney Springs. Meanwhile, a quick look over at Universal Studios. Looks like their new roller coaster is coming along very well. A couple of Raptors have been spotted. This is at Islands of Adventure. They haven't made any kind of announcements about this new ride, but it's an incredible dinosaur-based roller coaster. Just by what we've seen going up over there, it's obvious it's what it is. We'll just have to wait and see for more details of that. And don't forget, you can keep up with any news between now and our next podcast in a couple of weeks. Make sure you follow us on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are at PodMagical. My good friend Joe Russell is our guest on the podcast this week from our sister podcasts, Secret World of Slimming Clubs, and I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend. And Joe has got some amazing top tips now that we've not done on this podcast. Go on then.
Tip number one, if you want, when you go to a park, they're always queuing to have a photo taken at the entrance. So when you go in, there's a queue and they get you and they try and take your photo at wherever it is, Epcot with the ball thing behind you, whatever that is. Here's the tip. Don't queue up for your entrance picture on the way in. Get it mid-afternoon on the way out, because no one's queuing.
Yeah.
No one's queuing.
That is a great tip.
Thank you. The second...
What I might do, I might edit that out and I'll put that in myself at the end as though it's my own.
The second tip, which you can't give because you don't have long hair, but the second tip is this. We went to Epcot on Test Track, mm-hmm. and the photo that came out that they, you know, the photo on the ride that they give you or whatever is you can't see my face. Because it's going so fast, my hair is all over my face. So the tip to long-haired ladies or men is do take a hair bobble for Test Track. Otherwise, you ain't going to be seen on a photo.
But the thing is, though, now, again, in this new COVID world that we're living in, you've got to wear a face mask. So you can't even see your face anyway on any of your photographs.
Oh, my God. Do you have to wear face masks on all the rides?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you've got to wear a face mask on the ride. So probably on Test Track, the speed it goes when it starts going around the court, you're probably going to end up eating that face mask.
You really are.
You're just going to write it in your face.
Oh, my God. You
yeah,
really
face
are.
Masks all the time now. Yeah. So did you venture outside Disney or did you just stay in the Disney parks?
We did venture outside and it's everything's such a disappointment. When you've been to Disney, because of the full immersive experience that you get and because the staff are so amazing and because you're not paying for anything because you're just showing them your magic band. And I think that makes it free, not sure.
I don't think so.
But it really
feels like it.
It feels like you're not paying for anything. We were going in shops, buying drinks and sweets and all sorts of things, going, oh, yeah, there's the band. We don't have to pay for it.
But yeah, because you actually didn't have the free dining anyway, did you, when you went?
No.
We should mention that. So you paid for anything anyway.
Yeah, we paid for everything. But we're happy to not have a dining package, I think, because of what I said, because we just didn't have an appetite to eat much.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried to force a lot down me, don't get me wrong, but... but yeah, going outside of Disney after you've been in that world, you're just like, oh, they're not treating me the same. Universal was good. The Harry Potter world, Universal is amazing. But the rest of it, I've got to say, they've got to up their game. It feels a bit,
yeah,
it feels a bit run down, and you're just not getting the same experience. We also went to SeaWorld. And
how did you find that?
Just not the same. I said to my boyfriend, oh, it feels like it's run by kids. I feel like I'm at Alton Towers. That was another thing. When you're staying in a Disney hotel, you're not taking anything. You've got your magic band on to pay for everything at all the parks. You got your phone, you know, with your fast passes on. That's all you've got. You don't need to take anything with you. Well, when you go outside of Disney, you suddenly have to, you know, take a bag with you full of stuff and money and cards, yeah, and things. And so we couldn't get on any of the rides with a bag. So you'd have to pay for a locker, put your stuff in the locker, go on the ride, go back to the locker to take it out because you were going to a different part of the park. So it just felt like, why have we done this? I don't know why we've done it. We should have just stayed at Disney.
Yeah, that's what Mickey Mouse wants.
Exactly,
that's why he's got your stuff. He knows.
He knows.
He's got your money. He knows where you are all the time.
Oh, I tell you, I mean, I know I'm effervescing about Disney, but I've not been on holiday at all this year, so I'm gagging for it. This is how much they know about you if you've never been before. We went to Epcot, and it was so hot on the day we went to Epcot. We walked past the Frozen ride, and
yeah,
like, it was just me and my boyfriend. And so I didn't know whether he'd like the Frozen ride, but he said to me, let's join the queue. We didn't have a fast pass. He said, let's join the queue because we'll at least have some shade for a bit because we've been walking around a lot. So we went inside on the Frozen ride, queued up, went on it. It was spectacular. It was real unexpected joy for me. But then when we got back to the hotel, we suddenly got a ding on our magic band or whatever, and we had a look, and they'd sent us a photo of us on the ride, and they didn't even know we were there.
Oh, yeah, it does that in some of the attractions.
How?
Yeah, you don't need to check in. It finds you. He knows where you are.
Oh, it's so clever. We were like, oh, we didn't even tell. We didn't have a fast pass for it. They didn't know we were there. We just queued for this thing. But Mickey is following you. You can't escape.
He is following you
everywhere. So clever. Just so clever. Everything is thought through at Disney. It's if you do it right, it's just amazing.
Do you think you will go back again,
yes,
in the near future? Or because...
Well, what I do like to do on holidays every time, if I'm having such a good time, is I like to leave a few things to do so that I can say to my boyfriend, oh, we didn't do that. We're going to have to go back. So, yeah, there's definitely things that we want to do. It will be a few years, I think, because we'll wait till Tron's done. We'll wait till other things are done. My boyfriend's into trains. And the train wasn't working when we went, because I think because they were doing like renovations for the 50th, I think.
Yeah, they're still not going. Well, yeah, it's not going at the minute.
So I think we'll wait until, you know, there are a few other extra things that we've not done. And of course, we've not seen any of the Star Wars stuff. Rise of the Resistance sounds incredible from what people have been telling you, Andy. So we, although it sounds stressful to get on. I mean, even saying that's made me frown at the stress you have to go just to get on the ride. but yeah, I mean, we are definitely going back. And weirdly, we were talking about this the other day, and we were looking at old photos of us giving Stitch a cuddle at the character breakfast. And my boyfriend said, we're not doing that again. Remember, Joe, we were the only party that were adults only. There were no kids.
No.
And I said...
Surely not.
Yeah, we were. At this breakfast, we were. And I couldn't care less. And I said to him...
I
said to him, darling, when we go back, we will be doing Stitch character breakfast again. And we poked our nose up against a window and we saw Winnie the Pooh, Eeyore and Piglet. They were doing some sort of character dining thing there.
That's a Magic Kingdom, yeah. Crystal Palace buffet.
Right. And I said, we're definitely doing that. I didn't...
Yeah, breakfast as well when it's cheaper.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, there's so much... I tell you, there's so much more to do that we can do to make it a different holiday. But also, I think going back again... we'll know how to do it for us better, if that makes sense.
Unless they change everything.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah,
I think they will.
Well, that's my current worry about. I wouldn't want to go back unless it's going to be the same, if not better, than we had before. I don't think I'd want to go back until... So maybe that's... I don't know how many years that will be. But, I mean, I'm bang up for it. We did water parks and everything. We just did it right, I think. We had such a good time.
That you want to go back for more. Have you got a favourite memory, by the way, either from the last trip or from the wedding?
It's just all so good. Just
all of it?
Yeah, all of it. It's hard to say because you say, oh, was it Flight of Passage? Oh, yeah, that was amazing. So good we went back on it 4 times. You know, it's discovering little things as well. Like you'll go to, for example, we went to Animal Kingdom Lodge. We did that for a day. The second time we went back, we saw people gathering around... like some sort of tree stump in Pandora, and they were all looking and taking pictures and doing things, and we were like, what's that, what have we missed? And it was that there's a big tree stump. If you go and put your hand inside it, magic happens.
Yeah.
And it just thinking, oh god, we've walked past that 20 times and didn't even know that was happening. And then the second visit, you know, you see things again and you see it all differently. And I imagine when we go back, it will be a similar feeling. Like, we will absolutely know that we've done a lot of it, but there's so much more to experience.
Yeah. I think the more times you go back, the more you find. Like, I've been more than once now. Last time we went, we spent a good hour walking around the Tree of Life, just looking at all the animals. There's like hundreds of animals carved in, and you can go, there's a little park in there, you can walk underneath it, and we go, why have we never done this before?
Yeah.
Because you're always rushing to get on rides and get the next fast pass or dining reservations. Like, once you go, and you kind of like, you start to slow down the more you go, and then the more you find, the more you enjoy it.
Nick, I'm glad that you've said that you started to slow down, because when we were prepping for this holiday, listening to your podcast and chatting to you about it, it sounded exhausting. And
it is.
Even when we went, we were like, we're not going to do it like Andy, because we haven't got the energy to do it like Andy. But we still did so much more than we would on any other holiday. But even next time, I think we'll just know that we can slow down. We'll know that we can have a day at the water park where the characters are there. Some of the characters are at the water parks as well. So we know we can do that and then chill out that day, but then go, you know, to an evening, a late night session at one of the parks. It's just getting your head around all those little things that you don't realise before you go. I think, you know, next time we'll just know how to do it our way even better than we've done it this time.
And you know what you should do next time? Maybe you and your boyfriend, or just your boyfriend, if he likes the steam trains, you can do the backstage tour of the steam trains. They let you go and they'll take you on it in the show how it works and everything like that.
Yeah, I'm definitely keen on all of that and finding out little bits, because I find it all fascinating. You know, the backstage stuff I bet would be incredible. I know you've told me about that before, but that's another one of those things that I was like, oh, okay, well, we'll have to come back if we want to do that. We can't do it all the first time.
Can't do everything. No. You've got to go back. Any excuse.
Yeah, I know.
Lovely talking to you, Joe.
And you, darling.
And have a magical day.
Have a magical day.
And make sure you check out Joe's other podcasts, The Secret World of Slimming Clubs, and I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend, where Joe spent 2 years recording her boyfriend. And there was even an episode that they recorded when they went to Walt Disney World. So if you go back to September, beginning of September last year, you can listen to that. I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend. Don't forget, if you want to be a podcast guest, just give me a shout. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we are at PodMagical. It doesn't matter when the last time you went to Walt Disney World or how many times you've been. Everybody's got a story, and we love talking about Walt Disney World, so just give me a shout. Wrapping up this week with Andy's top tip of the week. Have you ever fancied going into one of those fancy hotels? You know when you go in on the ferry from the parking lot over to Magic Kingdom and you see those little bungalows out in the water over at the Polynesians? Do you ever want to go in one of those? Or one of those fancy cabins at Copper Creek? Well, did you know you can? for free if you book yourself a DVC tour. To get in those really expensive rooms like the bungalows, you need to be a DVC member and you need to buy and you need to use your points. But you can do a tour. So if you ask at any of the resorts or in the parks about the DVC tours of the hotel, you can have a look at some of the fancy rooms like the penthouse suite over at Grand Floridian. So it's good. It's a good way to have a snoop around. If you're like me, you're like a person who likes to spend a Sunday afternoon looking at show homes or new builds, then do it at Walt Disney World. Have a look at some fancy hotel rooms. That's my top tip of the week. If you've got any tips, let me know. You want to be a podcast guest? Let me know. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram is where we are. Don't forget, regular podcasts coming now every other week. So not next Friday. We'll be back the Friday after and then every other Friday. So make sure you've hit that subscribe button so you don't miss the next episode. And until then, please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.